The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Extra episode, as I've been speaking to Anna Stembridge from Team Bath, as they head into the bye weekend, top of the table. Anna, you're halfway through the season. Easy question to start off with, and I like to do this. What have you learned so far?
Really good question. I feel like we're just about finding our feet. I think in terms of we're still looking for that consistency across the four quarters and across all areas of our court. In terms of, I think we've had some great games on, defensively, and then on the flip side, we've had some great games on attack. But I just feel it's been a great opportunity to see where we've matched up against particular opposition, particular styles. We've obviously exposed the whole squad, so everyone out of our, all members out of our 15 have taken to court. So it's been a really good first half to see exactly where we're at collectively and individually.
People like Hannah got their Super League debut. Tasha's got Player of the Month as well. Kirsty Harris has gone from under 17s right through to Super League. That's just a few of them.
Yeah, and you know what? They're the things that truly make you really proud when you're getting some of your graduates from your pathway. You know, you mentioned Kirsty, Tash, Hannah. For Kirsty and Hannah to be rewarded, and they warranted it as well. They rewarded their debut. You know, Hannah's been in our squad for a couple of years. Kirsty's been a training associate for a number of years. So a real proud moment in terms of getting them out there, and deservedly so. And then, you know, you've mentioned Tash in terms of she was my February Player of the Month. Tash really started the season as she finished it last year. A huge talent, both at goal defence and wing defence. And, yeah, just feel very lucky to have her in such great form and really contributing to the contribution across the board, both on attack and defence, and the wins that we put on her about.
Kim and Sophie are obviously going to continue to grow as well throughout the season. It's nice to see that partnership still in place in those first couple of rounds.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have retained Kimmy. And you're right, in terms of that partnership, it's something different. So I think that's where, you know, we've got our work cut out going into the second half of the season. Teams now have matched up against that. You know, they've seen what it's about. They've probably seen where they've been able to either close it down or work more effectively against it versus when they've been exposed. And I think if you look across the league, most teams have tall timbers in terms of in a shooting circle, whereas we've definitely got a very mobile, very agile, very quick shooting circle. So yeah, we're looking forward to pushing on in terms of the second half of the season, and yeah, hopefully causing the opposition defence some headaches with that lineup.
Some of the games we've been able to watch online and obviously on Sky as well, you just look at Bob and it's that positivity that she can bring to everybody else around her. Just get you through.
Yeah, you can't underestimate the energy, the fun, the positivity, like you said, Andy. It's hugely impactful and powerful in terms of not only on her own performance, but the players around her. And to be honest, actually, that's across the board. So, yes, it's really infectious the way Serena gets stuck into training, gets stuck into a game. But there's a huge number of characters that are very similar to that in terms of the energy they bring, whether they quietly go about their work. But that's a positive vibe and energy in itself. So we're feeling very lucky and feeling very fortunate in terms of the makeup of the squad. You know, we're very proud of the culture and the team that we work. And actually, it's been building for a number of years, and we always put our culture and our values and our behaviours at the forefront of everything that we do.
That was my next question, so I don't know how you saw that from there, but it was people like Layla, great to see you back, Ebony as well, and the shows continue. Just ooze that little bit of class.
Yeah, you know, you just named a few in terms of we're very fortunate to have.
It's only a short interview.
Some exceptional. Yeah, very, very exceptional, very exceptional, talented group of athletes. And the biggest challenge for me as a coach is making sure that we have obviously those individuals performing, but more importantly, the unit and the team. Like, yeah, you can have an exceptional group of individuals, but ultimately this is a team sport. And I think that's why I keep saying that we're building, whether it's partnerships, whether it's unit, whether it's across the team. And I think that's where we know we've still got more to give, and we're still tweaking things, building connections, building on certain connections against certain styles. So yeah, as you expect from such a talented group, they're continuously asking more of themselves and from me and their teammates.
Has that been nice for you so far? Has it been an enjoyable challenge?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love it. But, you know, it's been a different challenge this year. I think with the pandemic and obviously rightly so, all the things that have been put in place around the return to play as well as the COVID protocols, it has been challenging at times. Playing in a central venue, that's taken its toll, and we've been really diligent around all the off-court things and looking at how we can do things differently, looking at our recovery strategies, because ultimately we've not had a season ever like this, and it would be remiss of us not to appreciate what that toll takes on both physically and mentally on an athlete. So I think, again, you know, the bye weekends are definitely a welcome sort of refresh, reflect, restock type of approach.
Winning streak is 10 out of 11, top of the table as we head into that second half. How much notice of the table are you taking at the minute?
I know it sounds cliche, but genuinely we're just trying to stay in the moment. So plan and prepare for the team ahead of us, or a double header, you know, there's two for a double header. And ultimately, we want to put out performances that ourselves, our fans and the club are proud of. So, yeah, you know, it's great that we've had 10 out of 11 and that one loss was a one-goal loss, and fair play to Mavericks in terms of the way they brought it. But we are under no illusion, Andy, that the second half of the season is going to be harder. Mm. I've already said, you know, teams have had that opportunity to match up against you. They know what you're about. There's so much information, whether that's footage, stats, etc., available to these teams now, that, you know, teams are going to have to be smarter in terms of the way they take to the court in that second half. And we're looking forward to that challenge, to be honest. You know, ultimately we want to be the best that we can be, so we want to play against the best.
How are you spending by week? Has it come at the right time?
Yeah, it definitely has. It definitely has. And I think, you know, we've had a good training week so far, and we'll look to next week in terms of, again, building up to our Dragons game, our first game at the Copper Box. So, you know, this bye weekend is definitely about recovery, refresh, but reflect. And, you know, we were asking ourselves in terms of the question on Tuesday, what are we happy with? What do we need to build on? What are the things that we want to focus and tweak on? So for me as a coach, it's very much that the players own that as much as me and the coaching team. Because I think you get better buy-in. And yeah, it's a well-deserved rest and refresh in terms of going into next week and then building up to the second half of the season.
But certainly that confidence is there going into it.
Yeah, like, we are confident, but we're definitely not underestimating anyone, and we definitely respect the opposition ahead of us and making sure that we prepare accordingly for whoever it is. And we're looking forward, like I said, just having that opportunity to getting out and the girls playing with their mates and enjoying the game that they love, really.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, you can get in touch with us. Our DMs are open at The Netball Show.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.